presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
What's up, everyone? E3 2019 day one.
Yes.
Has officially started.
And we're like in a booth.
Yes, we're in a podcast. We're in a dedicated podcast booth. I feel like we're in on display. Like we're in a showcase.
Yes. And everybody is like passing through looking at us.
And just looking at us. We're like caged animals. We're at the zoo.
Yeah.
Literally. We're at an E3 zoo.
Yes.
Anyway, so I walked past everybody as they started getting ready to line up at E3. And mm-hmm. I did this on purpose because, you know, the last year or two, we've got the public here. And I figured it'd be a lot easier if I started my day outside. Yeah. And as usual, Devolver Digital has their setup in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to them
for hosting
in a brand new location. Mm-hmm. But it's totally like they've got trailers set up with air conditioning, and it's really hot outside today here in LA. So it was an awesome way to start it off. Air conditioning and play video games. So the first game I got to check out was Carrion from Phobia Game Studios. They're based in Poland. They're a small four-man team. And this game has been going on for about 2 years. And you start off as a creature of unknown origin. And you basically look like a blob, right? You don't have a human form. Mm-hmm. You're basically kind of like the Thing. And kind of like the Thing meets Carnage from the Marvel comic books.
Okay.
And you don't have a human body. You're just, you know, roaming through. You're trying to, as you go through the maze. It's a platforming game. Like, I think the thing that I would liken it to the most is Dead Cells.
Dead Cells?
Yes,
that's a great game.
So
too.
And it looks similar to it because it's got like the 8/16-bit type feel
and crazy music too.
Crazy. Right? Oh, the music is actually really insane.
Yeah.
But as you're going through and you're encountering humans, you eat them. And you grow. You get bigger. The more you grow, the bigger you get, the more power you can generate when you're attacking folks.
So is that kind of like Katamari, kind of? You take... Like,
no, well, in a sense. But it's not really. Because in Katamari, you're collecting trash and joining it to you.
Yes.
Where in this one, you're using your environment. You're basically like, you know, an octopus with infinite legs. Because you can go to anywhere and anything you want to go. So you go from there...
Oh, he's going to take.
So you go from there, you're collecting skills in jars, kind of like the souls in Dead Cells that are inside the jars. You got to break those open. You're eating folks. You're getting bigger. You're getting more powers. And then you can go to specific little spots and dump part of your body or essence into there. Mm-hmm. But you lose your power. Like, so in the one that I did, you start off as you have a spider ability where you can shoot like a web.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get bigger, you have what's called a dash. And you can use the dash to break through walls or run through people. And then you have humans who are there to stop you or sentry bots that float around and they'll attack you. There's people with flamethrowers, machine guns. The people with flamethrowers have, you know, they've got armor that you can't eat through. So you have to literally melee them by swinging them all throughout the maze.
Yeah.
It's actually really, really fun. It's chaos-filled. When is it coming out? It's coming out in 2020 release window. They don't have a definite date because they're still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. It's typical Devolver Digital.
Hold on a second. Hold on. All right.
All right. So, yeah, it's coming out sometime in 2020. Check them out. I know I saw Khalif from Spawn on Me out there. He was checking out Carry On. It's a good time. It's a good time.
That's
highly
cool.
Recommend it.
Very cool.
And then from there, moved on over to another room and met the guys from Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. This game is a trip. Anybody that has watched MXC mm-hmm. on the Comedy Network or on cable TV will see this and will be really familiar with that. So basically, you have a series of stunt games. So the first one was one of the things that we had to do was run through and get to the end. And by doing so, you run through walls. Some of the walls let you break through. Some of the walls didn't. And you have like, there's about 100 people in the game. In the game that we played, there was only about 65 bots, mm-hmm. but they all have the same function, get to the end. And so you have to run through the walls, and if they don't, you have to wrap back around and go through the right ones. And when you get to the end, get to the finish line, you proceed to the next one. And then the next one that we did was catch a tail. So there's half of the people have a tail, half of them don't. You have to survive the entire time, and it's like an obstacle course with things that are spinning to knock you off. And if you've seen MXC on TV, you start to see these things, you're like, ah. The other one that we did was, it was basically like a free-for-all where you're running up a hill, there's giant balls being thrown at you, there's whirlybirds spinning in circles to knock you over, and at the end, you have to jump and hang on to a crown to be, you know, to be crowned the winner. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I won.
Both times.
And actually got really close to actually the speedrun record that they had set. A lot of fun. It's something that I can see myself sitting on the couch playing with friends, playing with family, and yelling for like the next hour, hour and a half, because you're having so much fun.
That's cool.
It's one of those gems that you find at E3 that isn't one of, you know, that isn't from, you know, the big publishers or the big developers. And I think Devolver Digital fits in that space perfectly.
They always get like awesome games.
You get those
like,
weird little playing, one-off games.
I've been
great.
Playing, Dead Cells still to this day.
My friend Pedro.
Oh, my friend Pedro. I can't really talk much about the game, but is that this? They have a lot of good gems. Let me tell you, a lot of good ones, man. Especially for the Switch,
for sure.
PC, you know. So, anything else from Booth?
That's all that I checked out. That game will be coming out early next year as well. They've been in a 6-month development cycle.
Wow. Six. Okay.
Yeah. That was a shocking surprise, and it was fun. Cool. But yeah, check out our Twitter. You know, I posted an image from us winning. But yeah, they're projected. The games are supposed to be about 10 to 20 minutes in time, in general. Like once you go, and they're supposed to have like 20 to 30 different little mini missions that you'll go through while you're playing those games.
Cool.
So yeah, keep an eye out on it. It's called Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout.
Anything else?
That's it for now. I mean, we just started the day here at E3, day one. And stay tuned for more coverage from Gamertag Radio.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.